Give me the microphone, General.
Check 1, 2. Testing, testing.
Test, 1, 2.
Is this some test?
No tests.
What sort of tests?
Nice tests.
Why don't you talk into the microphone?
Oh, good microphone.
Talk to it like it's a mic. Check, check.
Stand in front of the microphones and begin to speak.
You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning. Light rain for you right now. Tri-Cities 50 degrees. Lots of closures, lots of, you know, flooding areas over there. West Richland, be aware of that. They were talking about the bridge there, and I saw somebody in a chat over there on Facebook was saying, man, I just want to walk across the bridge.
I know, you can't.
No, you can't.
You cannot.
DOT's got to make sure it's a safe bridge over there and everything. We had a Christmas party over the weekend in Horn Rapids, so we drive by, and I know this
you
is your neck,
it. Yeah.
It's your neck of the
yeah,
woods, too.
Yeah, Van Giesen is shut down.
Yeah, it's been a lot of years since I've seen that flooding. When I first moved here back in 07, 08, one of those years, there was some flooding over there. And yeah. I went, wow, this can flood out here.
I hear 2011 was a bad year.
One of those years, mm-hmm. too. So it's about, gosh, every 5 to 10 years, you get a good flooding out there. So be aware of that. Lots of delays and all that stuff. If you're traveling, be aware of some of these closed road highways. Now we're going to shift into wind advisories. So over the next couple days, going to be windy and breezy for you. All right, let's get the day started. We're going to work on some Facebook fun, other people's problems coming up in just a little bit. And we definitely got to mention a sad passing of Rob Reiner that we don't have all the details on it yet, but it is still a sad passing. And him and his wife.
Horrific.
Horrific. And apparently they're talking to the son,
yeah.
one of the sons
yeah.
and stuff like that. But we got at least definitely mention Rob Reiner, all those great movies, Stand By Me, The Princess Bride, Spinal Tap. Meathead off.
It was Meathead.
So we would be, we definitely got to mention that this morning, and that made a lot of news last night. All right, let's get your day started. Grab that Red Bull, grab that cocoa, grab whatever you need to get going. You got Rick and Patty. Good morning to you. 1027 KORD.
You're waking up with the KORD Morning Show, number one for new country. 1027 KORD.
For new country, it's 1027 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the KORD plugged in this morning. Right now, 51 degrees for you, a high wind watch in effect for you. And we just learned that Van Giesen is now open. So
thank goodness.
There you go. If you're starting off your morning commute, I see that a lot in the Facebook groups. People are like, hey, is Van Giesen over? I got to go that way.
Yep.
It's open. We just got word, thanks to our news partner, Kona AM. They just, you know, popped their head in here. It's nice having a news station right here in the building. They're like, Van Giesen's open, Rick and Patty. Okay.
I know he scared me. I was like, "What is going on?"
Yeah, what's going
right
on?
Behind me.
Yeah, he comes in and tells us that.
Well, this used to be his former studio.
Yes,
so.
Yeah, he's used to this studio. So anyway, it was nice that he popped in, and let us know Van Giesen. We'd been watching that for a while, so good to know that Van Giesen this morning is open for you. All right, anywhere, everywhere on the station mobile app. Lots of great content you can check out. Also, Light Up Tri-Cities is going on. This is a $500 cash value that you could win this thing. Visa gift card, thanks to our friends at Campbell & Company.
Yeah, we need your entries. Believe it. We can upload them right now on the KORD mobile app. You can also get to 1027KORD.com and upload them there.
I love it. Light Up Tri-Cities is back. It's always fun to give away this cash prize. And the best call we make is when they go, I'm going to spend it on
more decorations, more lights.
I like that. We like that. So if you want to be a part of Light Up Tri-Cities, you still got about a week and a half or so to go.
I can just tell you that there are a lot of places in Richland. I know because I was driving around last night. There's one house that I passed, and they just have... And it's white, and it just says joy.
Oh,
and
I love
it. It was amazing.
I
thought about taking a photo of it and uploading it myself.
I thought about it. I've seen a lot of homes near us too, as well. Just absolutely, just gorgeous. So definitely take the pic, snap it. It's so easy. Upload it, and then get a chance at that $500. I did get my wife. You're gonna laugh. Speaking of joy, so my wife has three glasses that sit up on the bookcase, right? That spell joy, and you know how OCD she is.
Uh-oh.
Well, she misspelled it.
She did not.
And then our whole house is decorated. So she's got the lights wrapped around it. And I went, oh, man. And so I told her, and she's like, why didn't you fix it? I was like, it wasn't.
So well, how do you misspell joy?
Well, she did. So she's just up there putting her stuff up. And I was shocked.
Is it O-J-Y?
So
J-Y-O.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, again, the house looks amazing. My wife's amazing.
Of course
but it still made me laugh that being as OCD as she is and has to be perfect. I was surprised that that little word got her. She just, you know, just putting stuff up.
I would have taken a photo of it.
I should have. I should have. And now
what's wrong with this?
Her response was, why didn't you fix it? Okay. I was like, all right. So she watched me as I fixed it sheepishly. All right, Light Up Tri-Cities. More details posted for you right now on the KORD mobile app.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show, number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
It's 1027 KORD at 641. You got Rick, you got Patty for you. Windy, breezy, wind advisory in effect for you right now. And Patty, what is going on in Nashville?
So Jelly Roll is being invited to join the Grand Ole Opry as an official member. Jelly Roll's music and impact saying, and who would have ever dreamed back then that I'd be back at the Opry House today to say, Jelly Roll, you're officially invited to become a member of the Grand Ole Opry. That came from Craig Morgan. As a response, Jelly Roll said, doesn't get any bigger in country music. He also admitted that he never thought he'd ever be allowed to play at the Opry or let alone be a member of it. So congratulations.
That's so cool.
To Jelly Roll. Isn't that awesome? PR Newswire says that Reba McEntire has launched a new boot line. It's called Reba by Justin. The line features vibrant colors like red, black, and ivory and reflects Reba's bold personality. And Morgan Wallen is finishing at the top of Billboard's year-end top artist chart for the first time. This coming after the huge success of the album I'm the Problem. The album ran at number 2 on the year-end Billboard 200. Albums Recap debuted at number 1, of course, on the weekly Billboard 200 chart back in May and spent 12 weeks leading the list during the annual eligibility period. Morgan Wallen is the first male country artist to earn this accolade since Garth did it.
Wow.
And that was back in 1993.
That's crazy.
I don't know. Meanwhile, Morgan Wallen says that he prefers fake Christmas trees. He says his mom is a real big decorator, so he says, I somehow kind of got that from her. And his favorite Christmas movie? It's Elf.
Thomas. That's a good one.
But listen to this. Thomas Rhett says he has to force his kids to watch the Christmas classics.
They genuinely couldn't care less. And you know what? My wife and I are just like, we don't care. You're going to sit here and you're going to endure Charlie Brown Christmas, and you're going to endure the original Rudolph, because that's what me and your mom used to watch as a kid. And then we can switch to Frozen. But right now you're watching Rudolph. So deal with it.
I love it.
You got to watch Rudolph. What about Frosty?
Frosty and Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Charlie Brown Christmas. The list goes on and on and on. Yeah.
And how the Grinch stole Christmas.
Oh, yes.
The original. The
original.
The cartoon.
Absolutely.
Those are your trending headlines.
Starting your day the right way with the Cord Morning Show. Number one for new country. 1027 KORD.
Windy, breezy for you. It says light rain right now, 50 degrees. Always good to be with you. Happy Monday. Thanks for keeping the Cord plugged in. Other people's problems coming up in just a little bit. Of course, the holidays are around the corner for you, too. Facebook, fun to get the day started. Has anything funny or weird ever happened when Santa took a picture with one of your pets?
Oh, no.
If so, what happened? A lot of people do like Santa paws, different things like that.
Well, I'm sure Santa gets pooped on.
I'd beat on.
I'm sure he does.
I was just thinking about
it. Uh-huh.
It's funny. I have not done it every single year. I thought, I should go get Santa paws. I should get the dogs, you know, all three of our dogs.
Yeah.
And I just never do it. And the nice way that most people do it is they have, we talk about this a lot, is you got to have different entrances because not all dogs are going to get along with other dogs.
Of course not.
So it's like when they get done with those dogs, they move, you know, they go out the back way and then the next dog comes in and all that.
I get it.
So have you ever thought about getting some pictures of DJ with Santa?
I don't know how well he would behave.
Do you think he'd try to get Santa? Or you think he'd bark at Santa?
I think he'd be okay. DJ is friendly with everybody, but he's not, you know, he's not great around other dogs.
Okay.
Well, there's a reason why we don't go to the dog park.
Well, remember, the dogs are not, they go in and out. Yeah, the dogs are not there.
Is Pop doing that this year?
They're not. They're not. But they do it usually every single year, but normally they do it. But there's other Santa paws that go on here in the Tri-Cities that you can definitely check out. We love when we do it. It's a fundraiser for us. And again, like you said, I'm curious if DJ would bark at I think my dogs, I think Bodie would bark at Santa.
You think so?
Oh, gosh. He goes nuts. Well, the FedEx guy, postal.
Yep.
I mean, kids going by the house. He's just reactive. He's just crazy. So I think he, and then once he sniffs you and meets you, he just loves you. He's just like, you met Bodie.
Yeah.
But he's a big
He's a lover, but he is scary at first.
He is. Yeah. But then he's a big lug. Once he's like, oh, let me smell you. Oh, I love you. You know, so. So let's have some fun with this, guys. Facebook fun. Has anything funny or weird ever happened when Santa took a picture with one of your pets? If so, what happened? Share those comments and those calls coming up in just a little bit. 1027 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Number one for New Country, 1027 KORD. High wind advisory still in effect for you, Tri-Cities. About 55 degrees for you. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in this morning. Well, we got another edition of Other People's Problems Morning brought to you by Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. And what is going on with Rob this morning?
Rick, Patty, every Christmas I smile through gritted teeth at my in-laws' house because I'm judged like a contestant on a reality show. My wife says, oh, you're too sensitive. But she's not the one being side-eyed and insulted. I want just one holiday that doesn't leave me stressed or resentful. So if I stay home, I risk a massive fight. But if I go, I'm going to hate every second. Would you fake festive cheer or finally draw a hard line? Rob in Kennewick.
I don't know what the deal is about middle age, but guess what? I don't put myself in toxic environments anymore, period. Even I don't care if it's Gampy. I don't care if it's Gamma. I don't care if it's Uncle Ants. If I go to your house and I'm disrespected, guess what? I'm never going back.
Right.
I just don't.
Yeah, I wouldn't put yourself in the situation anymore, Rob.
Yeah.
He does say it's going to be a massive fight.
No. So one thing, I do love my in-laws. My wife's in-laws are awesome. I love Kathy and I love John. They're amazing.
Listen to you.
But my wife goes visit her parents a lot without me.
Yeah.
And number one reason is because we have the dogs. And it's like, we don't want to drag three dogs to Salem, Oregon. So we don't do that. But I've never had a problem telling my wife. She's like, oh, because she's thinking about going and seeing her parents the day after Christmas. And she goes, well, we could go, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, I mean, because her parents are great.
Yeah.
But if I ever, and then I, but I do hear, so Megan has an aunt. So there's Aunt Peggy, and then her mom's Kathy. They don't get along, or they're sparring right now.
No.
Yeah, something going on there. They've been at war for a while.
Over what?
I don't know what, but they've been at war. And to me, it's like, nope, I don't do that.
So well, is Megan going to go see Aunt Peggy? Or is she
Penny. I'm sorry, not Penny. Penny. Thank you for Penny. At Penny. Thank you. But but I will tell you this. You know, I had to deal with my sister through my mom's estate.
Yeah, I remember.
And so I've never talked to my sister since. So this has been years. So it's like
you're not going
to
extend that olive branch
never,
even at the what?
Never. I'm just not that person.
Rick.
I'm not that person. So yeah, would I draw a hard line, Rob? Yes. I don't go places to get insulted. I just don't. Sorry. And
I hear you.
And
listen, ask me when's the last time I was at my in-laws.
There you go.
Mm.
I just don't do toxic environments, man. And if I see it being toxic, guess what? I don't care who it is. You know, she's just old. Okay. Well, guess what, Grandma? I get to fire back. You know, you don't disrespect. I guess you don't say that.
Well, you have to be polite to your elders.
Oh, really?
I am going to throw that out there, Rick.
I think it all depends on the elder.
Yeah.
No offense to you.
No, I hear you.
My foster mom would have spanked my butt as a kid if I was impolite to an elder or rude or inconsiderate. Yes I would have got my butt
but
spanked
also,
as a kid.
I'm with you. If you're going to be disrespected, I won't go back.
Right. I just don't. Yep. Exactly. That's where I'm at, Rob. So I draw, you know, not everybody. Okay. We went to a party on Saturday night.
How was that?
It was fine.
Yeah.
But it's like, I didn't know anybody there. So I sat there. I mean, everybody was friendly. They were all friendly. But if you don't know anybody, you still just sit there like, you might as well be just, you know, like, okay, might as well look at my phone or whatever.
Were you scrolling?
Well, because you don't have anything in common with these people.
It's a
Christmas party and it's my wife's friends and it was perfectly fine.
How long did that last?
It probably about 3 or 4 hours.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah.
Oh, she owes you.
Well, no, but it's but it was a gift exchange and different things.
Oh,
and
did she get a good gift?
Yeah, she got some cards and some stuff. I mean, it was a wonderful time. No, it was a wonderful time.
Okay.
But it's one of those things where you just kind of sit there like, okay, well, you know, I don't know really know anybody here.
Well, I can't wait till she comes to our Christmas party.
Oh, my wife's great.
I love it.
She's great in those situations. So to me, it's like, well, but our Christmas party, you know everybody. So, Rob, we'll do our best to solve it for you. I would draw the hard line. I'm that guy. I would not fake festive cheer for anybody. And if I'm not having a good time, I'm not having a good time. And so...
I'm not going if I'm not going to have a good time.
And especially if you're getting side-eyed or disrespected. Now, we don't know what the whole deal is.
We do not.
But we'll do our best to solve it for you, Rob. So, 547-KORD. App chat us what you would do in the situation. Would you say, nope, not going to be visiting these in-laws?
It might be you, Rob.
That could be true. Could be true. Take your calls. Get your comments going. You got Rick and Patty, 1027-KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027-KORD.
1027-KORD, Rick and Patty, 724. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you listening this morning. And right now about 50 degrees and light rain showers for you. So, over the weekend, PetSmart is bringing back their popular pet photos with Santa.
I love that.
And it's one of the biggest years, one of the biggest things that they do during the year is Santa and pictures with the pets. And we asked you earlier on our Facebook page, has anything funny or weird ever happened with Santa when he took a picture with one of your pets? If so, what happened? Sadly, every single year I've wanted to take our, and I look back, I've been wanting to take our dogs, but I never have.
You haven't done it?
And you got DJ. And
I have not.
You do have a photo with DJ with a little bow on his head.
That was from last year. Yeah, that was a couple of years. Well, we were in Mexico. We were on vacation. Actually, my pet sitter did that.
Oh, put the bow on him?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cute.
Because he was spending the holidays.
Yeah.
They opened their house to him.
I love that.
So awesome.
So, but you've thought about taking him in to Santa Claus.
Not yet. No.
Well, I know having kids with my son Logan and stuff, he was okay with Santa, but he hated the Easter Bunny. And that was, we got one picture of him screaming to get off the Easter Bunny's lap. I think he never really cared. I mean, he never really cared for Santa. I love Santa.
I do too.
But he was okay with, you know, he got to meet Santa and he was good with it, but he was never wowed. Like most kids are like, whoa, Santa rocks. And
well, because if you tell Santa what you want,
of course,
and then when you get it, it's magical.
Yeah, I think my son picked up my ex-wife's cynical nature. Santa, what are you bringing me? I don't believe you. Ask for a rocket ship. Okay, all right. I don't know.
Well, he's asking for $1 million.
Right, you're like, where's my million dollars?
Yeah. Where's my money, Santa?
Yeah, exactly. So, anything funny or weird ever happened when Santa took a picture with one of your pets? If so, what happened? This is going to be fun because those who've just done some Santa Paws, I'm sure you guys have some great calls. So, get that going for you. 547-KORD, 547-5673, Rick and Patty, 1027-KORD.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show, number one for New Country, 1027-KORD.
As we start the week, hard to imagine with this kind of weather that Christmas is right around the corner. It really is. I know, because it doesn't feel like, you know.
I know, because we've got catastrophic flooding going on. We've got horrific winds happening.
We got winds and all
it's
that.
It's crazy.
And so it's not your typical, like, you know, cold December here in the Tri-Cities.
It was minus 13 yesterday in the Twin Cities,
wow,
Minnesota.
Now, that's normal winter there for them.
I texted my brother. I was like, minus 13. He goes, oh, it's not so bad, especially if you like winter recreation.
I guess. But for us here, we're going to be at record highs because of the wind. So near 67 again. And remember, tie down your trampoline, tie down your stuff, because over the next couple
your
days...
Your garbage cans, we don't want to see them.
Over the next couple days, we're going to be having things flying everywhere, so just be aware of that. And, of course, as the Yakima recedes, the good news, Van Giesen...
Is reopened. Thank goodness.
Which is good. Now, I don't know about the bridge, so you got to check, because I know the DOT's got to check out that bridge.
Yep.
So just be aware of that today. Well, Santa Paws is back, and of course, over the weekend, lots of animals getting their pictures with Santa, especially PetSmart was doing a big thing. But taking your calls, 547-KORD. Anything weird or funny happened when when your dog or, you know, you can take a cat, right? You can take a cat for Santa Paws.
I've done that before in years past.
So what did your pet do with Santa Paws? Good morning, KORD. Tell us a story.
I had this dog, and he was rather unfortunate looking, but he was sweet. And I took him to go see Santa. Mm-hmm. But he got distracted by the fluff on Santa's coat and started eating at it. But we didn't really notice it until the picture. And the picture is my dog just eating Santa's jacket.
Oh, wow.
And I felt kind of bad because we were not the last people in line. Sorry about that. Thanks. Have a good day.
All right, thank you for the call. Yeah.
Sorry, Santa.
Santa, I mean, it's funny. It's funny. I mean, yeah, he's like...
DJ puts anything and everything in his mouth.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think he's still a young... I mean, he's still young.
I know, but...
So, yeah, they start Bodhi when he was a puppy. So you didn't know DJ's age, but I think he was young when you got him.
Yeah, I know he was.
Yeah. So about 3 years old, they stopped doing all that crazy.
I hope so.
You hope... You never know.
I don't know.
DJ might do it forever. 547-KORD, 547-5673. Santa Paws, what did your pet do during Santa Paws? Tell us a story.
Opie was having her picture taken, and she was sitting really good. And then they were getting ready to take the picture, and all of a sudden she just jumped up. They had a very shocked look on their face, very surprised, and she kind of knocked them over. Because, you know, they weren't expecting someone to jump on them.
No.
So it's kind of funny. She's learning to. She's really hyper. She's been doing really well at setting. Like, she had her picture taken for Halloween, and she just sat there.
Yeah.
And the picture was fantastic. But this one, she just decided she didn't want to sit.
Not this time.
Not for Christmas.
Not for Christmas.
Not for Santa.
No, because it's like, I know him. It's Santa. I know him. And then they go nuts because they love Santa. So love the stories. Keep them coming. Santa Paw stories are fun. 547-KORD. More of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
You're waking up with the Cord Morning Show. Number one for new country. 1027-KORD.
50 degrees, light rain for you. You got Rick and Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday.
Yeah.
We're just days away from Christmas.
We are. Brand new survey by Money Talks News reveals that 65% of people prefer experiences over physical gifts this holiday season.
I agree. We went to Leavenworth for Thanksgiving, and we had quite the time. It was the first snow, and we're lucky we got to go when we did, because right now it's...
I know Leavenworth even had to shut down their Christmas celebration there because of the weather.
Well, there's no power.
Yeah, all that going on up there. So in this brand new survey, 89% of people would be happy to receive a gift card. 49% of people prefer cash gifts over anything physical.
I get it.
And 48% of people would rather receive a homemade gift than something store-bought. So I like it. Good survey there for you.
I'll take a macaroni necklace any day.
Okay.
From your kids.
That's what you're getting from
me.
That's what Patty's getting from me is a macaroni. I made a macaroni man for her, so that's what you're going to get.
Nice.
Glad that's what you want,
Patty.
Or
I'll take an ashtray.
Yeah, I'll take an ashtray.
What? I don't smoke.
Oh, my gosh. Anything I made in wood shop in 7th grade, 8th grade never looked like it was supposed to. And then I remember also in high school, I had home economics one semester, and we had to make a shirt. And I couldn't do it. It was the worst shirt that's ever been made on the planet.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And it was crap. Oh, no. I couldn't follow the pattern. Oh, I was a loser.
Wow.
Anyway, I did turn in this shirt, and I passed, but the teacher was laughing about it because...
Do they still, like, teach that in class?
I don't know. It's been a lot of years for me, but I just remember I had to make a shirt. Yeah.
I made a down vest for the winter.
All right.
It was very cool.
Really?
My brother made one a couple of years before me, and then I got to do it. And then I also, it was home ec, and I remember we had cooking, too.
Oh, yeah. Now, see, cooking was, we did okay with cooking, different things like that. That was also fun. But me creating something, I'm not good at woodworking. I'm not good at sewing.
Look at Rick on the sewing machine.
None of that. None. Oh, no. I couldn't even wear, this shirt was not even wearable because one sleeve was longer than the other sleeve. It looked atrocious. Yeah, it looked atrocious. So what are you doing for the holidays? Let us know. App chat us, call us as well. 89% would say, I'll take a gift card. That's interesting.
I don't mind a gift card at all.
There you go. Because then you can go buy basically what you want when you get the gift card.
That's right.
So that's the brand new survey. What do you guys think? Let us know. Rick and Patty, 1027 KORD.
Starting your day the right way with the Cord Morning Show. Number one for new country. 1027 KORD.
KORD, thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Happy Monday to you and yours. Going to be windy, going to be breezy today. Just be aware of that. wind advisory in effect for you right now, Tri-Cities. Anywhere, everywhere on the station mobile app. Lots of great free content you can check out right now. We were just talking about the wind advisory. We just posted about the wind advisory. So over the next couple days, it's going to get windy and breezy up to
50. Of course it is.
Of course it is. After all the flooding, we're going to get some more wind on the way for us. Also announced that on Friday, big deal, Pendleton Whiskey Music Fest. Zach Top.
Isn't that amazing?
That's awesome.
Is it like the 10th anniversary, I heard?
Yeah, it's amazing. And they still have not announced the other headliners and stuff.
No.
But Zach Top is coming to Pendleton. We're super excited about that. And, of course, keep it to KORD to win those free tickets. Pendleton Whiskey Music Fest. And Zach Top, all the details about that posted for you right there on the station mobile app. Now, somebody decided they were going to steal the tip jar.
The tip jar.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. At a coffee stand in Kennewick. They caught the guy.
What is wrong with people?
I don't know.
What is wrong with you? I know.
I don't know. But
I'm amazed.
To steal somebody else's tips is pretty low.
Like, it is.
They apparently, allegedly, busted the drive-thru window and grabbed the tip jar.
I mean, these
some other things.
These stories, I tell you, these stories around town, and, you know, and one, I think a few Christmases back, Megan and I were shopping over there at Fred Meyer, and some guy went running out with the TV.
I know. It's amazing what people
do. And I looked around, no one was stopping him. And the cashier just goes, we let that, they do it all, they do it all year long. I'm like, what?
It's ridiculous what people will do. We had a package delivered to us, and it didn't belong to us.
Yeah.
And, like, I delivered it yesterday, and the guy's like, oh, I thought it was going to be lost forever.
Yeah, because you do the right thing.
Well, they were running shoes. I'm like, is he going to run?
As I was taught as a young man, character is what you do when no one else sees you.
Of course
you
delivered
do
it.
Yeah, that's character. That's character.
It wasn't mine.
Yeah. What you do when no one else is around shows you your true character. You know what? Tri-Cities Weight Loss. I know the holidays are around the corner. Patty and I both. I know Patty is so close to losing 60 pounds.
Man, I am coming up on the 60-pound mark.
That's crazy.
I'm literally 4 pounds shy of it.
Isn't that amazing? And if you're thinking about, well, how do you handle the new year? How do you handle Christmas? Guess what? Tri-Cities Weight Loss, they got a plan for you, don't they, Patty?
Absolutely. You can get healthy naturally, safely, effectively. You're not going to do any point counting. There's no calories, no exercising, no prepackaged meals. And none of the sticking, none of the jabs. You're not doing any of that.
No, not at all. And Patty's lost close to 60. I lost 20 pounds. You can do it within 20 to 30 pounds in a month or so. Yeah.
You can call Ashley and Dr. Lopez. The number is 509-410-0670. Also, check them out on Facebook. They got a deal going on.
And when you call them up and they say, hey, why'd you hear this? You just say, hey, I heard it on the radio. I heard it on KORD with Rick and Patty.
Absolutely.
Give them a call, right, Patty?
Absolutely. The number is 509-410-0670.
1027 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
For New Country, it's 1027 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you listening this morning. We do have some breaking news on the Rob Reiner situation. Breaking news, it says here, Nick Reiner was arrested. So the son is being arrested, 32-year-old. Nick Reiner being held on a $4 million bond or bail bond there. So you don't hold someone unless you got some evidence that they did it, right?
It's just a horrible, horrible situation. Their daughter found them.
Yeah. They apparently died, found dead Sunday in their home. And looks like the son, Nick, has been arrested, booked on a $4 million bail. And this is the online jail records for the LAPD talking about it. So... and Rob Reiner was 78. His wife was 68.
Yep.
They married in 1989, had three kids. And, of course, we know him for Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally, Spinal Tap, A Few Good Men, one of the great, just a great movie, you know.
An awesome director, but also remember he was Meathead.
Well, you grew up, grew up as Meathead. So, I mean, it was funny. I'm only a few years younger than you. So my foster mom loved All in the Family.
Yeah.
I didn't get it at the time. Now, of course, I get it. I understand it now. I really thought Edith Bunker passed away, like because I was 8 years old when I saw that episode. And then it turned out, oh, Gene Stapleton's alive. What? saw her on a thing years later. I'm like, wait, she's dead.
There's Edith.
And of course, she sounds nothing like
Edith. No.
And she refuses to even talk like Edith because she's like, that's a character. Mm-hmm. You know? And they're like, oh, just do it for, you know, she's like, nope, I don't do it. So anyway, sad passing of Rob Reiner. More details got to post it for you on the KORD mobile app. Yeah. Well, going to tie this one on. Speaking of another Rob, got a situation going on here with Christmas time. Yep. A lot of comments on other people's problems.
Rob in Kennewick says, Rick and Patty, every Christmas I smile through gritted teeth at my in-laws' house because I'm judged like I'm a contestant on a reality show. My wife says, oh, you're too sensitive. But she's not the one being side-eyed and insulted. And I just want one holiday that doesn't leave me all stressed and resentful. But if I stay home, there's going to be a massive fight. If I go, I'm going to hate every second. Would you fake festive cheer or finally draw a hard line? Rob in Kennewick.
Now, we, of course, said we would draw a hard line. Other people, what are they saying right there on the Facebook page?
Well, Vicky asks right off, well, my question is, why would she allow her family to treat you that way? I would never let my family treat my husband that way. I wouldn't even go if that were the case.
Noletta says, it's called setting boundaries. What you tolerate, you choose. Make it clear what has to happen if you go. Once those boundaries are crossed, leave. And that's Noletta says it. Yeah.
Levi says, let it go. Does it suck? Yes, but it's not the end of the world. Man up.
Yeah. Sunshine says, use your words. Speak to your wife in a serious conversation about how you feel. Feeling are not right or wrong. They're yours. And she doesn't get to dismiss them. If she does, stay home. And that's from Sunshine.
Liz says, it's one day, get over it. And then Mary responds, Liz, no one should ever have to endure being insulted.
You.
Ever.
Thank you. Yeah, sorry, Liz.
I don't care who they are.
Thank you, Liz. I don't agree with that. Mm-hmm. Mary says, first question, are they really side-eyeing you and insulting you? And is your wife seeing or hearing it? If yes to both, why is she allowing it? If no to wife, have you talked to her about it? Explain how you feel. And if it is happening, why would you or allow her to happen? Personally, you and your wife should be staying home if they were going to treat you with respect. And if your wife isn't willing to stand up against it, maybe it's time to rethink your marriage. That's from Mary. Man, Mary, you were on it today.
Did you do Delavan?
No.
If your wife isn't standing up for you, she should be. And if she doesn't, I'd tell her and her family to go you know where.
Yep, absolutely.
Wow.
It was interesting. A couple of you guys said, well, for the benefit of the family, get over it.
I don't think there's...
For me, I can't do it. I've never, you know, I've always said this on this show. Coming from a broken family gives me one weapon and one weapon only. I don't care what Gammy and Gampa says. I don't care what my uncles and aunts said. You know what I'm saying? They didn't raise me. Mm-hmm. I was in foster care. We were adopted out. So for me, they have no currency from an emotional standpoint because they weren't around when I was a kid. So to me, I don't sit there and go, oh, what's so-and-so think of me? I have none of that because guess what? Now, my foster parents, which I talk a lot about, were amazing people. Mm-hmm. It matters what they thought of me because they, to me, were my parents, you know? But yes, I don't understand the ones who are like, get over it. What?
I can relate to this in a big way. Yeah. My in-laws are a little different to me.
They don't like you. They don't. They're not friendly, I guess.
I'll be like this. When my husband, it's our anniversary, right? Yep. Me and my husband's anniversary. My husband goes off every year to Vegas with them to celebrate my anniversary.
That's crazy. I know. It's crazy.
Because it's also my father-in-law's birthday.
Oh, no, I get it. But see, the priority, Jeff. See? The priority, Jeff. That's all I'm saying.
You know.
So, Rob, we did our best to solve this for you. Interesting. Most people said, yeah, you hold the line, you know. And then you had a couple in there
but
saying.
But some people are like, hey, man up.
You know,
get over it.
Like we always talk on this show, every family's different.
I'll be honest. I'm not getting over it. I'm just not going.
We hold grudges on this show.
Yeah.
All right, 547-KORD, 547-5673. If you want to chime in, you can do it. On the app chat as well, you got Rick and Patty. KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027-KORD.